Hey, Don. Have you ever planted a garden because your neighbor's garden was growing well?
Sure, Yael. I get ideas from her a lot. In fact, I planted my first eggplants because hers were growing so well.
Well, that's the idea behind a 2013 study where scientists looked at the nest box choices of pied flycatchers after the birds observed the success of nesting great tits.
How did they test that?
First, great tits laid their eggs, which researchers added to or took from to give each nest either 5 or 13 eggs. After eggs were placed, a triangle or circle was attached to the door of the box, which the flycatchers would associate with egg number. The flycatchers arrived and peeked into the tits' nest boxes, noticing the shapes as well as eggs. Then, the flycatchers were given a choice between two unused boxes with the same shapes already attached.
So, did the flycatchers pick boxes with the same shape as the birds with the most eggs?
Not always. Flycatchers who had nested before the study copied the great tits regardless of egg number. But first-time parents were more likely to pick the same shape if the great tits had more eggs.
So, for gardening, it's like planting everything your neighbor plants if you've gardened before, and like planting only well-growing vegetables for first-time gardeners.
Exactly. This study is interesting for ecologists because it introduces a new notion to the concept of niches.
And niches are an organism's needs and its effects on its habitat.
Yes. This study shows organisms could have perceptual niches, that is, what they think is important and how they use that information.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.